This is One More Round with Chad Hasty, a podcast that covers politics, sports, cigars, and whatever else may be on our minds. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on 790 KFYO or online at KFYO.com. And be sure to follow Chad on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Now, here's Chad.
When it comes to school security, do we actually like our schools secure, or do we just like the appearance that they are secure? Today on the show, we talked about school security then versus now, back in the 1990s versus now, school violence rates as well. Why? Well, because of a story out of Fox News, no reduction in U.S. school shootings despite increased security, according to an analysis. There's been no real reduction in the number of U.S. school shootings despite increased security put in place after the rampage at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in December of 2012. That left 20 children dead, 6 educators dead as well. An AP press analysis finds that there have been at least 11 school shootings this academic year alone. That's in addition to other cases of gun violence in school parking lots and elsewhere on campus when classes were not in session. According to experts, they say the rate of school shootings statistically unchanged since the mid to late 1990s, yet it still remains troubling. Ronald Stevens, executive director over the National School Safety Center, said there have been about 500 school-associated violent deaths in the last 20 years. That doesn't include a string of recent shootings at colleges and universities, according to Fox News. The article goes on and it talks about extra security that have been put in, different control points and everything else. But the problem with school security is that we just have a false sense of school security. We don't have real security. At least most school districts don't. Their idea of school security is to put cameras up or to have access points where you have to be buzzed in, or actually you're allowed into the school, but just into the main office. Now, the main office usually surrounded by windows so kids can see into the office, but there are different ways. If there, God forbid, is a school shooter, they get into the main office, they could still access the rest of the school. It's really not that hard. But in many of the school districts' minds, this is school security, or at least it's the false sense of security, just like we've seen at the airport with the TSA. We look at it, we go, oh wow, we have a lot of security at the airports. Yet how many times do we hear about an investigation that is done, or an undercover investigation that is done, where they try to sneak in a bomb on the plane, and guess what? It gets through TSA. It gets through those checkpoints. At school, we have to take the same kind of approach, or the same kind of thought process, that the security we see most of the time is just, well, something to look at. It's cameras. It's the school saying, hey, look, we're doing something. We're trying to do something, without really addressing some of the issues out there. Now, some school districts have actually taken the lead on this, and they've said, you know what? We're going to arm our teachers, and we're going to put a sign out front that says our teachers are armed and willing to protect the students at all costs. That's great. I applaud that. That's real security. Getting security guards inside the school, that is real security as well, at least if they are allowed to carry a weapon. I think more teachers need to be allowed to carry. I think more administrators should be allowed to carry. And administrators and school teachers and those on the left should get over this thought, this fantasy that they live in, that schools are just untouchable and that no one will ever think about shooting up a school, because obviously that's just not true. Another thing that we must address as a country is mental health. You know, far too often, we like to be politically correct when it comes to mental health because we don't want to offend anybody out there. And you look at most of these school shootings, well, they've had some mental issues. At least the shooters have, that's for sure. Just look at some of them, you can actually tell. Then it comes down to parental responsibility for those students, or to those who are caring for the mentally ill, not to leave handguns around those, like in the case of Adam Lanza, where his mom taught him how to shoot and felt comfortable leaving guns around him, even though he had a mental disease and he just wasn't responsible enough and wasn't someone you really wanted to leave handguns around. We got to take a real look at school security in this country and stop having this little fairy tale in our head that schools and guns don't mix. It's sad that they have to, but it looks like they're going to have to, and we have to get over this fear that we have that somehow a responsible teacher who has a CHL, who carries every single day at the grocery store or anywhere else, will somehow walk into the classroom and just become a bumbling idiot and drop their gun and allow the students to play around with it. It's a silly thought, but that is the thought process of those on the left. I'm Chad Hasty. Follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. And be sure to tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on KFYO, online at KFYO.com and with the Radio Pup app. This has been One More Round.